This is Pam Johnson Bennett with my Think Like a Cat behavior and training tip. Today's topic, how to stop your cat from biting your ankles. You get up out of bed and you start walking to the bathroom only to have your ankles become the target of a cat attack. Your cat hides under the bed until the moment when she sees your bare feet hit the floor, and then she sinks her teeth or her claws into your skin. Maybe your cat waits around the corner for that moment when you walk down the hallway, and then she launches into a perfectly timed ankle attack. The reason your cat targets your ankles is because they're moving, and if there's no other option for play or stimulation, your cat's going to focus on what's currently available: your ankles. The prey drive is triggered by objects moving across or away from a cat's visual field. If your cat isn't getting adequate stimulation and playtime through interactive play or environmental enrichment, then she's going to take it upon herself to find a substitute. And unfortunately, that substitute will end up being a painful one to you. In order to stop the ankle attacks, you need to provide your cat with a better option. And that comes in the form of playtime opportunities with appropriate toys. And you'll do this in two ways. First, set up a schedule of doing interactive play therapy on a daily basis. Use a fishing pole toy so you can mimic the movements of prey. The fishing pole toy also does something very important. It puts a distance between your skin and the cat's teeth. And this teaches the cat what's an acceptable target. And it's also keeping your delicate skin safe. Since cats would have several opportunities in an outdoor setting to be able to hunt, schedule at least two interactive play sessions per day. Next on the list is to increase the fun factor in the overall environment. This will enable your cat to have opportunities for playtime even when you're not home. Use puzzle feeders so your cat will have lots of opportunities to work for food. This is a natural concept for a cat. Puzzle feeders provide the natural progression of hunt and reward. You can also rotate your cat's regular toys so they don't become boring. Take a long look at the type of solo toys you've bought and see if they could use some tweaking. A fuzzy ball is boring when it's just sitting in the toy basket gathering dust. But if you place it inside an open paper bag that's on its side on the floor, then you've increased the fun factor. There are many ways to increase environmental enrichment in your home, and that way your ankles will no longer be the most appealing target. Use your imagination and create homemade puzzles and toys. Set up a cat tree by a window. Put a bird feeder outside. Now that's the definition of reality TV. Use a think like a cat approach to looking at the environment from a cat's point of view. Is it a boring environment? If so, then it's time to roll up your sleeves and add some fun in your cat's life. It's not an expensive proposition to increase stimulation and environmental enrichment. There are many products you can buy from pet supply stores, but you can do a lot with homemade things. I know the last time you did some grocery shopping and you had paper bags on the floor, your cat was probably in them. So use bags, boxes, you can create homemade tunnels, you can make cat shelves. There are so many things that you can do to increase your cat's stimulation, and your ankles will no longer look like the most appealing target in the house. This is Pam Johnson Bennett. For more on this and other behavior topics, visit our website at catbehaviorassociates.com.